listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Wayne Fritz, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting holiday Thanksgiving edition of the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron, along with Wayne Fritz.
Hey, Bruce, how you doing?
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back. You were sorely missed last week, but of course the show must go on. So we had one of our good soldiers stand in for you here. So fun time. So
all right.
So I know you were out of town in Hawaii and on a work kind of trip, and excited to hear how that went.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what, it was. You know, it. First of all, I should get hazardous duty pay. I mean, you know, we were at the Four Seasons Resort and Spa on the island of Kona, on Hilo. They're the big island. And man alive, it was nice. It was, but I'll tell you, it was hot. But we had over 100 people. Okay. And it was wonderful visiting with everybody. This was the best of the best, the top-notch people. And listen to this. We had, it's called the Master Dealer Group.
Wow.
You become a master dealer, and you get this ring, and then each year around it, you get diamonds around it.
Oh, wow. And,
so that distinguishes that you are a master dealer. And then you get a pretty cool jacket. I should have worn a jacket. It's a green jacket, just like at the Masters tournament.
Oh, wow.
On golf. That's kind of how we came up with it. It started in 1972.
Woof. Age old tradition.
Yes, kind of a tradition. And I've been blessed enough to be a master dealer over 20 times. I didn't go this year because I was a master dealer, because I don't actively have a dealership now. But the eldest guy, and he is the number two dealer in the world last year. He's 85.
85.
Yeah.
Where's he based out of? Can you say?
Yeah, he's Pasco, Kennewick, Washington, the Tri-City area.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, 85 years old, and then the youngest is in their 20s. So,
what things do you attribute, or does he attribute, to his success? I guess age is nothing but a number for that industry.
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I've known this guy forever and ever and ever. Of course I have. He's 85. But he attributes to building, to continually bringing new people in and training. But it's funny, I've seen in our business, Larry was plugging along.
Okay.
And I remember we were in Spokane, Washington. I think I told somebody about this. And we were doing a little sales training seminar. And this was the weekend that the Challenger exploded.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so I remember it well.
1986.
You know, anyway. I knew where I was. And he came to that training, and he had an automobile that was about 8 or 9 years old. And he said, I'll never have a new car because they're not worth it. And, you know, I like to drive used cars. And, well, that's usually when somebody says that, there's a different reason for it. And so Larry now, 85, remember, just bought a new Corvette. He's got Teslas. He always has a brand new car.
Excellent.
Rolex watches.
So he built teams underneath him, or he also continued direct media?
He owns his own business.
Okay.
So it, we're not a multi-level.
No. I didn't mean to sound like that. I'm sorry.
Well, no, but I always like to make that clear.
He's his own distributor.
Yes. But what he did, he bumped along and had a couple people, and he brought into the business a young lady at the time who sold for, dishes or something, Princess House. And he brought her on, and she caught the bug. And they started growing. I guess she kind of filled in what he didn't have. What his weaknesses were her strengths, and vice versa.
They complemented each other well.
Yes, and that's what it takes in an organization, is that key person. Any dealership I've ever seen that's risen up, really come up strong, they've had a key person or people. And that was this young lady, and she's still with him.
Wow.
She's his general sales manager. But I'm telling you what, number two in the world last year, 85 years old. And when I say number two, I'm saying that they probably did retail $5.5 million.
Now, how many shows do you think that is?
That's probably 300 shows a month.
A month?
Yeah.
Holy smokes. So he has him, the general sales manager, and a cadre of folks.
Yeah, they probably have 100 people plus.
Wow.
And, you know, on any given month, there's half of those are active plus.
300 shows a month for one dealer.
Yeah. Wow. But that's the ticket in our business. That's the key. If you want to deliver 100 sets, you need to have 100 people. Because people, we had a small dealership back in the day, but we were all horses. And most generally, your average consultant will deliver 2 sets a month, maybe. Huh. And a distributor or manager will do 4. Those are pretty solid numbers. But I spent a lot of time with Larry. I always do, because we have so much to talk about. We both have white hair. But Larry's a good guy. I'll tell you what he does too. He'll get up on Sunday morning, and he might drive 3 to 5 hours just to go be a guest preacher. So his faith is right there with him every second. And that's pretty cool.
He's just a great, but I
ran into a lot of people to do, which he wants me to come up and do some training. He always does. But I did get to sit down and have a lot of pocket meetings with people, and I've got a pretty good itinerary scheduled now to stay extremely busy. That's always good. You know, I'm staying busy.
Now, if Larry has you go up to Washington to do training, does Larry pay you, or does the Empire?
The Empire pays me. As of May, it's all
okay.
It's a service that we offer from Salad Master.
Okay.
So that doesn't cost the dealer anything.
I have a quick question. So I'm thinking about that area where Larry's at, and he has this very effective operation. Yeah. And I know it's 2021 here, and a lot of things are going online, but I'm thinking from a just on the ground, that area of Washington. And I would expect that just about everybody in a 100-mile, 200-mile radius. Not everybody. I know people come and go. But is it hard to get new prospects? And then also, do you all do repeat calls every 5 or 6 years to see if your customers want an updated piece of ware or something like that?
Yeah, well, yes. We do a lot of repeat. We go, one of the things in our business, when you become a customer of ours, customer service becomes really our mantra then. So we want to stay in touch with you. You know, we have cooking schools. We have, hostess programs to keep you enticed on booking more shows. And we have anniversary things where you can get a discount on a certain product, the anniversary of when you invested in your set. So there's all kinds of things we have to keep touching our customers.
Okay.
And yeah, it's not just every 5 years. It's like all the time.
I see.
Yeah. And that's just like our dealer here that used to do home shows. Salamester used to be into home shows. Now we're not. But they used to promote it. But Greg and Teddy have kept records since the Stone Age.
I mean, right.
They had them on the big 5.5-inch floppies. You know,
right.
So they've got a customer list of thousands of people. And when they have the state fair comes out every year, they'll send out notices to everybody that they have every time. And so then those people know they're there and they come and do some repeat business with them.
Right.
Everybody keeps in touch with their customers.
Do any distributors or people or salespeople like have a home cooking kitchen studio? You said that a lot of this was online.
Yeah.
And then they can convert their kitchen into a cooking studio, if you will, and then maybe even write off the kitchen as a business expense.
Well, most of our people have an office.
Okay.
Where they have that studio.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. When we built our office out, when you come in the front door, the first thing is a big room with a kitchen. Our first office, mine and Annie's, was our office was in the storeroom. Huh. Our desks were in surrounded by cookware. It's boxes. Okay. And because the office was cooking class. It was set up as a kitchen.
Right.
Where you could seat 60, 80 people.
Right.
And that's where we have our open houses, and that open house is opportunity night. We have cooking classes and all kinds of things in those places. And now they have the cameras. And when we had our office in the Philippines, we have the cameras that follow you and the
guys back
running them. So, we're first class. Everybody's first class. That's very, very important. And Korea, they do it too. They've got million-dollar offices over there.
Yeah, their technology is pretty superior.
Yeah. So
that's amazing. So you went to Hawaii, you got to meet fellowship with some people, have some pocket day, or did you give anybody any training? Or
Not really, because it was a relaxing time. I mean, I'll give you an idea about, you want to talk, boy, I'll tell you, next time you go somewhere for breakfast or lunch, I'm never going to complain. Because I'll give you an example. I had breakfast. I love breakfast when I'm traveling. I don't eat the same kind of breakfast at home. But I just love eggs and dry toast and my bacon and, you know, a good breakfast. And every now and then, eggs Benedict. So that's my vacation stuff. So I was always at breakfast, but I bought breakfast for 4 of us. Me and 3 others. Just breakfast, just eggs and a little piece of fruit at $273.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I bought it for three of us, and it was $180. So breakfast and things are kind of high over there. You want to get a small pizza that you wouldn't feed your dog. It's $27, and the hamburger is $28.
Good God.
Yeah. So it's just, woohoo. This place was, it was a heck of a nice place.
They made their money. They
charged for it. But I went fishing with five guys, Top Dealers Australia, Florida, and we didn't catch anything, but we talked a lot of business. You know, so we had a good time.
What were some of the things when you talk in business with these guys? What were some of the things that you imparted on these other dealers that are?
It always comes down to, it really does. It always comes down to the basics.
Okay.
And that is the booking, getting places to go. You know, it's like you were saying, how many shows do those big dealers do a month?
How many shows?
And that's the ticket. It's
that's the metric.
How many shows do you do? Yeah, that's the most important part. The most important metric is booking. And because then we were talking about, you know, bringing people into the business and how you get them excited when you do it. Just how do you keep them?
Huh.
You know, the retention.
Retention of.
Yep.
Employees
or the attrition, I guess, either way you want to look at it. But mostly it always comes back to if you want to do 100 sets a month, how many shows do you need to have booked? And how many people do you need to have booking them? It's the booking, the people, people, places, and sales. Because the sales will come. Can't control the sales, but you can control booking and you can control building or recruiting.
Okay.
You can control those. You can get out there and make that kind of stuff happen.
Is there a ratio of shows to sale ratio? I know I've asked this every show.
Yes.
Is it like five shows?
Actually, our national rate, it's pretty steady. Has been for like almost forever, is one out of three people that see our product invest in it.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, now you there's a big factor in there. We want to book shows. Okay, that's the most important thing is booking. But you want to book qualified shows. You know, you don't want to get into the Meals on Wheels program.
Right, right.
So, but that's all in the training. That's all comes through the training. But one out of three people that see our product will invest. If you book 50 shows, you'll cook 25.
Huh.
Because you have a fallout. There's more uncles that get sick on the night of a Salad Master show than you'd ever believe. you get a cancellation rate on shows. And so then again, that comes into training on, there's a booking square that I put together that is first to get someone to book a show, you have to excite them. You've got to so there's two reasons people have shows for me or for you or for anyone. Number one is because they like us and they trust us. If they don't like you or don't trust you, they're not going to do business with you. But number two, and we must never forget number two. Number two reason people book with us is out of pure, unadulterated greed. In other words, what's in it for me? So we got to excite them. We got to show them a nice gift. And our Salad Master machine is very demonstrable in that. People get plumb eat up and excited about it. So we excite them with that or something else. And then we have to educate them. In other words, when we get them excited about this product, We have to let them know how they can get it. What do we need them to do to get it, and what we are going to do to help them get it. And then number three, we have to set a date. You know, I always talk to people, I say, you have to date it. I said, now this is for the guys, you'll understand it. But when you're a teenager and you got this idea, you look at this pretty girl and you want to kiss her, I said, first you have to get a date or you're never going to get a kiss. So you've got to date it. You know, people say, well, yeah, I'm excited. I want to have that show. Let me call you back and give you a date. No, you got to get it now. So that's very important, is to date it.
But the date of the show.
Right. You got to set it on the calendar. And so, okay, so we excite them, we educate them, and we date it. One last thing. We have to obligate them.
Woo!
See, you know, listen, Bruce, I really appreciate you booking this show with me for Saturday evening at, you know, 6:30. I really appreciate it. I'm in a real special contest, and your show is extremely important. I'm going to be here come what may. And, man, I tell you, the only thing I ask is please don't change the date because I'm in a contest, okay? In other words, I'm obligating you as much as I can. And I'll never forget when I was young in the business, there was a lady that worked in our dealership. This is before I was a dealer. I worked for a dealer back in Danville, Illinois. And Brenda, when she would get around, where her obligation was this. Bruce, thank you for booking this show. Now, there's five reasons that I don't want you to cancel or change the date. I've got five reasons, okay? And of course, people say, what are those five reasons? And she would name off each of her children. She had five kids. She said that she'd give all the names. She said, because my children really depend on me to work. So
right.
You won't change the date, will you? Oh, man. I can't say that, but she could.
Right.
But we've got to obligate them. People, we get excited. We don't do things. We don't get a qualified show. And then, anyway, it just works not right. But booking, I don't care what happens. Booking is always the most important thing that we can do.
Well, now, could people that are either on the fence or they do cancel, God forbid, I mean, can you route them to a virtual showing by another distributor nearby? Or,
well, yeah, and they can, it depends, regardless whether it's virtual or convirtual, whatever we call it, they can change the date. You know, a lot of times people say, well, I had a show rescheduled, because they'll reschedule this. Well, all of a sudden something came up, Saturday's not good for me now, so I'll rebook it. But in reality, it canceled for this Saturday.
Yes.
I mean, I reschedule, yeah, that means you got another show booked. But this one canceled. But we rebook. I used to give people the old three strikes and you're out. You know, they said, well, I forgot I'll change the date. And, okay. But after that, I didn't want them anymore. Because, see, I have the freedom to book with who I want to book.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So, you don't want to waste your time.
Don't want to waste my time. So anyway, it's funny, Bruce, that in what I do now in coaching, in what I coach mostly of is this business, it's always the same. I mean, that's, you know, there's an old saying that programs don't change or programs don't get old. People get old.
Right.
Because the same strategy, I had a girl that was my assistant one time called a strategery, is always the same, you know? It's always the same. So,
So.
That's what everybody needs. They're out of shows. How many people, or I say, how many people here have enough shows? Okay. You can hold up and you can have a room full of people. I don't care what level they are. They could be distributors, which is the next step to owning your own business. And you can say, Bruce, tell me, what does it take to become a distributor? And I mean, if there's a whole bunch of you in the room, and you could drop a needle and hear it. It'd sound like a railroad spike hitting the ground because nobody can answer it. That's basic. I mean, the success program, what they have to do to get promoted. Because right. In our business, nobody has to die, quit, or get fired for you to get a promotion. You just have to do certain things and nobody can stop it.
That's right.
So, but a lot of the people that want to build, they'll forget that.
Everybody in here gets an A+.
That's exactly right. All that hit the nail on the head.
I've been using that, man. I've been using that on people, man. You know what? You get an A+. You're going to start with an A+. That's your job.
That's right. It's funny when you get or how many shows you can ask these very basic questions, and all of a sudden the room goes quiet because people they get past the basics and then they get crazy.
Right.
That's when they need help. And you know what the help is back into the basics.
I would think that to be a distributor, and I don't look, I'm still cold Bruce here. Well, I would think in my mind, to be a distributor, that you'd have to have, like you said, 50, 100, hundreds of shows a month. And then, like you said, closing a third or just under a third of those shows and just having a volume of sales that would correlate with the word distributor. Is that fair to say?
Well, it's in our business, it's a little bit different. I mean, kind of that, but when you start in our business and you're a consultant,
okay,
and you move from consultant to senior consultant,
okay,
you need 30 sales,
okay.
There's no time period,
okay.
To move from senior consultant to distributor, I think there's like 50 sales. I know.
Okay.
And there's not a time limit. 20 of those have to be personal, and 30 of them have to be group.
Okay. I got you.
There's no time limit. So
it's a cumulative total of sales.
Yeah.
That could happen in a year. It could happen in 50.
Exactly. There's no time limit.
Okay.
So it's really kind of you set your own pace in our business.
No, I like that. Yeah.
But, you know, if I'm your dealer and you're a senior consultant, I need to be able to come to you and say, Bruce, you only need two more people, because you also have to have a total of three people you brought in the business. You only need two more people and 10 more sales, and man, you're going to be a distributor. You know, I need to have these visits with you often, so I keep you motivated to move you up the ladder. But when I don't know what it takes, I can't help you very much. In other words, I'm not doing my job by not knowing.
So why would the railroad spike hit the ground? People would know that they would have to have 50 sales and bring in three people.
Because they don't know.
They don't know.
Yeah, they don't know.
They don't know.
They've been trained, but they forgot.
I've been trained by Wayne Fritz. I'm the absentee expert here. Okay, so I know now what you need to be
They forget.
A distributor. I think I would forget that. 50 sales, well, three.
I'll tell you why they forget. It's because, remember, the most important thing we can do is book. Second is to build.
Right.
The third is to train. The last important thing we do is we get a sale. That comes if we do these other things.
Right.
But what people focus on, Bruce,
is just that.
Is sales. They always get focusing on sales. And I just makes my skin crawl when I see them, because they're missing all the other stuff. They're missing the big picture. If they're focused on sales, every day they have to go find someplace to go.
I mean,
every day. because they're selling. They're not booking. They're not giving stuff away. They're taking stuff.
That's in my line of work. So I could go on the road with you. I do want to do that one of these days. In my line of work, I got to answer the phone or respond to the email, the inquiry. Because if I don't, the sales won't come.
That's right.
The clients won't be there. So all I really have to do, like you said, some requisite, you know, Facebook page, website, Psychology Today. I have little four prongs of marketing that I use. And then that sets off its own machine of the internet and social media and those things. And all you gotta do is answer the phone sometime, right? Like you said, it's probably a 3 to shoot. I think I do better. I think I might get 2 to 1 because the people who contact me are contacting me for fairly specific things. You know what I mean?
But see, what you're doing is you're doing the same thing we do. You're controlling the activity.
Well, yeah.
See, you're doing, it's like you're doing the social media, the Psychology Today, all that stuff. That's the activity.
Right.
You can't control the results.
Correct.
You just like in sales, we can control the activity, but we can't control who's going to invest or not. We can just control booking and building. And so anyway, we're saying.
I got a Wayne Fritz story to tell you. It just came to my mind. It's not even a story.
Let me hear.
You know, and you know, some years back, I built a home near Eagle Mountain Lake, right? Anyway, I built a home. I mean, I had a general construction guy, a GC, general contractor. But the general it was back in the Obama crash, right?
Yes.
2009. And the banker of a local bank, the banker said, I'll give you a construction loan for 3%, Mr. Cameron. And I said, why is that? He goes, because you have that license. You got that LPC license. So in other words, it's really interesting. He knew that I had the license and he knew the people would come. You know what I mean? The clients. He gave me the loan. Isn't that funny?
That's wild.
I used my license as collateral. He didn't ask for 1040s and he didn't ask for 3 years of taxes.
Man.
See, then I converted it over. You know, when you have a construction loan, you convert it over to a mortgage. You pay off your construction loan.
Yes.
But I thought, that's a guy who had some confidence in my...
Boy, no kidding. Wow. Holy cow.
He saw me like a doctor or a lawyer or whatever, you know. But, but anyway, he wasn't worried on the sales. I mean, he was, but he knew the sales... In other words, if you have these other things there, the sales are most of the time, obviously.
Yes. Yes.
Unless I fail to pick up the phone and work or whatever and just shut down. But I just can't fathom. And I know you say this every show, but I can't fathom that people get stuck in that loop or, you know, or they get stuck on the sale and not the shows.
Well, that's it. Always.
And then you've talked till you're blue in the face. Hey, on these qualified shows, we book a certain ratio. Excuse me, we sell. No, we have, what do we have? We have customers that invest in our product. Thank you.
Yes, exactly.
At a certain ratio. So, baby, you don't got to worry about it. All you got to do is book the shows and everything else. Now, I'm going to shift gears on you. I'm in your grill today. What did you tell these guys on the fishing boat? What tips and suggestions did you have for him on their retention and recruiting of people? The building,
well,
I guess.
Number one is to have fun. We always have to have fun. And since our business is the square, I mean, it's the booking. That's all it is.
I love it, baby.
It can get boring. And so, because it's the same thing every day, but we have to bring that pig in and put different lipstick on it and send it right back out because it's still the same pig.
Yeah, but you're connecting. People got to eat. Eating and food is a primary reinforcer.
Yep.
And how they get their food and how they prepare their food are their own personal choice, but they're going to eat. I'm going to eat something today. You're going to eat something today.
That's right.
So,
well, to keep people, to retain people in your organization, it's a real key that we tie people to people.
Right.
In other words, you tie people together. So they're not just out there all by themselves. You're teaching them to build, too. You're teaching them to manage. Right. You tie people to people.
So you want to keep it fun. If you're recruiting somebody and you're on your way to becoming a dealer and you want to get three people into the organization, you're going to make it, okay, number one, make it fun for this person and what, educate that person, obviously, bring them under your wing like a mentorship.
Hey, you're always working with them. You're always talking with them. It's just like booking is the most important thing. Well, let's have a booking party. Let's have a pizza party, and we'll get together. We'll all book for about 2 hours, you know, on the phone. We'll call people, have a calling party.
Like a Jerry Lewis telephone thing? You all hit the
phone? Yeah. We're all in there, and we're having a little, we're giving away prizes, ringing bells when people book a show. Just a pajama, people have pajama party, you know, like especially when there's a bunch of ladies that are in a group, they'll get together and have a pajama party and book shows and, you know, do all that stuff. But pizza parties, just little things at the office that you can have as an entire group, they're a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun. And you want to make it, like I said, fun. Because it's
so how do you get the distributor, or how do you get the consultants, whatever, not competing with one another in the same distributor?
Well, they do. But that's okay. I mean, you've got, you know, how many, somebody told me that the Dallas-Fort Worth area is going to be larger than Houston.
Correct.
Yeah, maybe it was you.
Already is.
Look at how many people we have in the Dallas area. You can compete. There's plenty of room. You know, look how many Starbucks there are. So it's not a problem. And competition is good. Even competition among the same groups.
Iron sharpens iron.
Yes. Yeah, see, like I said, that guy that's 85 years old, number two in the world. Well, he's number two. That means there's a number one, and number two is always going after number one. And
he's
number three
right
is
behind
going after number one. So
yeah, competition right is good. That's for sure, in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. Competition is great. So it all works out very, very well. But retention is really, it's fun. And again, people do business with us, number one, because they like us and they trust us.
But that's where coaching would come in, because you would ask that person on the retention, what are your goals? What are your goals with this company? Where do you see yourself? What do you want for yourself? How does this organization, if you will, selling our product, how does that fit into your goals? How does that fit into your retirement? How does that fit into your life plan? I mean, y'all actually dig deep like that?
Man, oh man, we sure do. That we actually, we're in the middle of doing that right now for the year with our dealers. Every sales director is doing that with every dealer in their region. And then they teach them to trickle that down. And then we do that all the time. You do that quarterly. As a dealer, you're doing it with your person every month. I mean, you sit down and you go wow, over what they set their goals. Where are we, Bruce, on this deal?
But it's their goal, not the empire. You're not.
Listen, that's the ticket. See, Bruce, Zig Ziglar said, we can get anything in life we want if we just help enough other people
get
what they want. Not what we want, get what they want. So, yes, it's Bruce, what do you want to be? Where do you want to be in this organization in 5 years? Where do you want to be in your retirement? Where do you want to be earning? Where do you want to be driving? Where do you want to be living? Personal, business, all this kind of stuff. And then we'll write that down, because a goal not written down is just a dream. You know, it's nothing serious. So we get it written down, and that we just empower people. That's part of our businesses. And as a coach, I think a dealer becomes a coach. You know, they have to be a coach.
They better.
They have to empower people. You know, you can't be a over their shoulder.
Now, do you have your own, you got to come up, I'm sure this is, but you ought to come up with your own coaching thing for the company to give to the distributors to empower their consultants, what have you. You see what I mean?
Well, I was part of putting all that together. We've already got that. We call it the conversation.
The conversation. This is better than the Mormons. Y'all got it. Conversation.
And it asks that. Like how, it asks all kinds, you know, those kinds of questions. It helps guide to it. And you know what it comes down to then? Okay, now, so this is what you want for next year. This is how many people you're going to need, and this is how many shows you're going
right.
to need.
Right, there it is. And you can put that on a whiteboard.
Yeah.
And say, okay, you have this many shows and this many people, and then a timeline of consistency, because you have to have, I would say, a timeline of consistent sales averaging X.
And then it's all written down so they know, and then they can put it all over their mirrors and their office and share it with their
refrigerator.
People.
It's a mantra, right?
Yeah.
I got you. So,
you know, we help people set their vision. What's your vision? That's what you're talking about. And then what's your mission?
Is that the vision board kind of thing?
Yep. We have the dream board, which is they put all kinds
of... My mission is to connect people with our product. What's a sample mission that you've seen for a dealer or a consultant?
ABC dealership where consultants thrive.
Oh,
that's a vision. You know.
It's not about the end user, the customer. It's about the consultant. Okay, interesting.
Yeah. So you talk. I mean, I'm the dealer, so I would talk about that all the time. I'd have that all over the place. I don't know if you saw if you've seen any of the series Ted Laszlo.
Yes, I have.
Okay. Remember at the beginning of series one, over that door, he put believe.
Yes.
And they'd go, finally, they got to touching that.
Right.
See, that was his vision, believe.
Right.
So you get a vision and you put it everywhere, and that's what you keep in front of people, the vision. And we lead people back to healthy home cooking.
We lead people back to healthy home cooking.
Yep.
All right. That got your dog excited.
Well, somebody's at the field. He likes that too. He heard the word eating. No, I got somebody trying to knock. Oh, they brought somebody's knocking at my door, but they're gone. They just dropped stuff off.
So, yeah, get that pit bull out there.
Yeah, that pit bull is about the size of your pit bull. You know what that's like.
Man, I tell you, see, this good stuff right here. This is good stuff where coaching meets motivation, meets empowering.
And that's what a coach needs.
Motivation, right.
Empowering.
Inspiring these people to act, to perform, if you will.
That's right. Because if you do all that, you will get the results. You will get the results.
And you know what? And most of the time, you get what you put in. Is that,
yeah. Yep. See, I'm old school. That always reminds me of very old school. You know, you can't sit in front of a wood stove and expect any heat if you're not putting any wood in it.
I have this for my federal prison consulting business. I have a Facebook group. It's its own entity. It's Early Release from Federal Prison CARES Act. It has over 3,000 members now.
Wow.
And I got a lot of inmates that are out there on home confinement that are actually a member of it. Actually, we're going to have some inmates on the show here, or an inmate on the show talking about that, and that's going to be a lot of fun. So, Wayne, had a little dry spell. I was thinking, man, I haven't gotten any new business through this revenue stream. Well, you know why? I hadn't done crap to cultivate business for the revenue stream, but sit there with the existing social media, right? So I put a post out there helping loved ones get home for the holidays on home confinement. Woo! Phone was ringing off the hook. Now, there, you know, your husband's in a life sentence for being a pedophile. I can't help them. Or they're a murderer, I can't help them. Armed bank robber, I can't help. You know what I mean? Those guys are just going to stay in prison. But some of these, you know, white collar guys or guys with 3 years or less and serve 50% of their sentence, there's some things we can do with COVID-19 and stuff like that. But anyhow, long story short, I had to poke my own bear, you know, get the thing going. And sure enough, I've been fielding phone calls all morning. And some of those will convert eventually. You're building a relationship. You know, my husband doesn't get out till 2029. Like, you know what? Give us a call back in 2026 and we'll help him with the halfway house or whatever. So there's stuff we can't do now for him, but there's stuff we can do later for him. And here's our range of services. Here's our YouTube channel, my Facebook page and stuff just for that federal prison consulting. Anyway.
So well, you're giving them hope.
Huh?
You're giving them hope today.
Hope dealer. Yeah, hope dealer. Yeah. But being realistic about it, not blowing smoke up their tail.
Yes.
Like a lot of my competitors will make outlandish promises, never deliver. But anyway, so I just love the, I love hearing these things that you do, continue to do it, and see how those concepts and those principles can be applied to almost any business, right? Particularly a one-man show such as myself. I'm kind of a 1.75 or whatever. You know, I got some appendages here at C folks and refer folks too, and stuff like that, but nothing. But anyhow, so yeah, I just, I really appreciate you sharing those insights.
I got to bring a guest on. So I'm going up December 3rd. I'm going to be in Vancouver.
Okay.
I'm going to be doing a holiday cooking school for a dealer up there and some training.
Okay.
And so there's another way that we keep our customers and our consultants very happy.
I would, you know what, for grins, I'd love to get a consultant or a dealer on the show at some point. I'd also like to get a customer, first-time customer on the show, if possible. Customer. So, hey, what do you like about this product? Why did you come back? What were some of the things? And just interview them. I know it's a little bit outside the box, and I don't want to give away any proprietary secrets, but I think that'd be a hell of a journey to see the psychological mechanisms by which a customer says, no, I believe in you guys. It's like a car dealer. Like I bought a Lexus back in 2007. That dang car drove it into the dirt, so I'm coming back here now. I'm gonna give me another, you know. Okay, it's brand loyalty, product loyalty, stuff like that.
That's a good thing. I'll work on that. That'd be fun. I mean, I got a lot of them.
Yeah, I'm just fascinated, and I love to hear why people do what they do, even if it's bad.
Yeah,
but I understand. I love hearing the underpinnings behind, what were you thinking? What are you hoping for? What do you think the consequences would be? And okay, what moving forward? And what adjustments do you make? And okay, what do you think that's going to do? And how does that fit into your goals? I really just love that kind of stuff for the good of the order, you know, if nothing else, you know. So, all right, folks. Well, Wayne, any last thoughts or?
No, Bruce. I'll tell you what. I appreciate you. I appreciate these shows. I hope we help people, and it's a blessing to be here.
It's a blessing. I feel the same way. Blessing to have you next to me here down the street, but talk about these things. They have merit. They have value. They're tried and true, timeless. Like you said, programs don't age, just the folks. So you're spot on with that. So how can folks reach you, Wayne?
Oh, still the same. It's Wayne_515@yahoo.com.
All right.
More than welcome, and I'll get back with you just as quick as I can.
Sounds like a plan, folks. You can see us on our social media at concierge_coaches on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, Concierge Coaches Show, wherever. Show our young man Brennan, our co-host, was up there. He's on the Facebook the videos on the Facebook now, so we'll get the others up shortly. We're also on Apple Podcasts and iHeartMedia. And also, our shows are archived on the great LA Talk Radio station. You can click our homepage, and all of our shows are archived for free. You can get the MP3 file, or you can get the full video just like this and see our handsome countenances for 50 minutes. But if you don't like our countenances, you can download the MP3 file and just listen. So with that, we'll bid everybody a great week. Have a fantastic week and a safe week. And we'll see you here next time on the Concierge Coaches Show on LA Talk Radio. Bye, everybody. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Wayne Fritz, only on LA.